And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Today in the news, bullish gold investors received a couple of gifts last week. Democrat Joe Biden was elected President of the United States, and the U.S. Federal Reserve reiterated their support for the economy, reports FX Empire. A Democratic President and House and a Republican Senate is ideal for the gold market. Since neither party controls the Congress, both trade wars and higher taxes are largely off the table. We're certain that this combination of stimulus and a continuation of the Fed's emergency programs will be bearish for the dollar and bullish for gold prices. The Biden economy appears likely to show uncanny similarities to the 2011 to 2016 Obama economy, reports Neil Irwin at New York Times. The Senate will probably be in the hands of Republicans. This combination would mean the Fed would be left playing the dominant role in trying to propel the economic recovery with the downside that would entail. In short, a long slog back to health. Investors have priced in both easier money from the Fed and a Biden administration constrained from raising taxes and expanding business regulation. The federal government is swamped with reports of potential fraud in the Paycheck Protection Program, according to government officials and public data, reports Wall Street Journal. Several hundred PPP-related investigations have been opened, involving nearly 500 suspects and hundreds of millions of dollars of loans, according to the FBI. Quote, it seems that a lot of the cash went to businesses that would have otherwise maintained relatively similar employment levels. And lastly, when President-elect Biden takes office, he'll confront the country's two most acute challenges, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic and the economic damage it's wrought, reports Yahoo Finance. The economy is being afflicted by two simultaneous maladies. The first, continued fear of the virus, now in the middle of a third wave, and the second problem of decreased demand, which filters through the entire economy. Fear of the virus will eventually be reduced by vaccines, which may become available in early 2021. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy it today.